Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Financial privacy in America has been dwindling for decades. A recent development in Italy is taking a huge step toward government reporting of almost all financial transactions. Americans already conduct at least 90% of transactions using payment forms other than cash. Information on payments by check, credit and debit cards, and bank transfers are potentially available to the government. But Italy, a nation with a higher percentage of cash transactions, last month implemented a pilot program to bribe its citizens to give up their financial privacy. Beginning last month, Italian citizens could register their payment information on a government website, then use their credit or debit cards or smartphones to make payments. The reward is a 10% rebate from the government, up to a maximum of 150 euros. Payments eligible for the refund including purchases of goods and a wide variety of services. More than 10% of adult Italians signed up within the first 2 weeks, with rebates exceeding $250 million by then. This program has been expanded this month to add rebates for payments of car taxes, insurance premiums, and fines. There are lottery-like rewards for frequent users, such as a 1,500 euro rebate for the person who makes the greatest quantity of payments in a period. There are weekly and monthly random prizes where the odds of winning improve the more payments someone makes. The annual grand prize is 5 million euros. While this may all sound like fun and a way to stimulate the economy, it comes at the cost of a loss for privacy, property rights, and financial freedom. When you give the government control of your financial accounts, it becomes easier for the same government to limit your access, as has already happened in Greece, Cyprus, and elsewhere. Potentially even worse, the possibility of getting rebates might also encourage some people to spend beyond their means to afford. It does not promote financial prudence or self-responsibility. This rewards consumption and discourages investments that could create jobs. For the sake of your own financial privacy and to support the U.S. economy, pray this does not come soon to the U.S. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.